You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This one came in through a Facebook. You can find us there if you just search Dom and Jeremy. That's Dom with an M. Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. You should follow us anyway. Jeremy posts all sorts of great stuff, including the daily clickbait and who knows what else. But you can also write to us through Facebook, and that is what Catherine with a K did. Catherine says, hey, boys, there's a man who lives in our neighborhood and has started going to the community pool.
Well, that's nice.
He's really, really proud of his body and insists on wearing a Speedo every time.
Oh.
I like this next paragraph. She goes, not only that, but he makes a point of walking around the pool several times, acting like he's on his phone or just wandering.
You got to make a loop.
She says, and you know he's doing it to show off his stuff.
It's like going to a bar when you first get there and you make a loop and you make a second loop just to scope things out, you know?
Catherine writes, my neighbor and I think it's somewhere between ridiculous and hilarious, maybe a little bit of both, but we've come to the decision that Speedos should be banned from public swimming pools, especially ones with children. Could we get a five call says it all on this? Thank you. Love your show and hope my boys in the morning don't wear those things. Jeremy does. I do not.
Yeah. I love them. Banned so, because of the children?
Well,
every bathing suit out there exposes you. Every one of them while you're laying there. And even the normal swim trunks, as a guy, when you get out of the pool, they're skin tight. They're all wet and stuck to you. It leaves very little, pun intended, for the imagination. Water's cold. So I don't see why they need to be banned. And going back, I've never had one on. Have you had a Speedo on?
Uh-uh.
We might be missing out. You know? It's, I mean,
so might everyone else.
I mean, they could be incredibly comfortable. And actually, you know, going back, the support might be nice versus the little mesh inserts in your normal swim trunks that just get all itchy.
Oh, that's plenty for you. Listen, here's where I stand with this.
No, sit with this.
I don't ever want to see them.
Yeah.
And yet, I would stop short of banning them because I feel like that's a slippery slope, right?
It we sure could all, is.
I'm not going to say all. Many of us could agree that it's just not an attractive look. However, once you start saying you can't wear that, then you've got to start saying, and you can't wear that, and you can't wear
right.
that.
Right. I can see you skin. I can see
where do you stop?
Where do you stop?
So the question is not, do we find them attractive? Because let's face it. They sell these things because some people like them. If nobody liked them, that you know, this is the way the economy works, right? If nobody likes them, nobody buys them, then they aren't for sale anymore.
Well,
so there is a market for them.
Sure there is. And then going back a step, you said this is not a good look. Why is this not a good look? If this dude is in shape, he's a looking good. And he's rocking the Speedo. I mean, it's a good look, right? He's showing off his body. It's a good look if you can pull it off.
If you're showing off your body, you could do that in any pair of swim trunks as a guy. The only thing you're showing off...
He's got those calves.
With
and
the
those,
swim trunks, guess
thighs.
What? Swim trunks don't hide your thighs or your calves.
Well, they hide your
if
thighs.
He's truly showing off, he's only showing off.
He's got a good butt, too, Dom.
He's only showing off three things. That's all he's showing off. So,
well.
The question is, should they be
are
banned?
Are we just jealous?
Well,
the question
partly,
is, are we jealous?
Partly, but at the same time.
That we
time,
don't have the cojones to pull it off. I'm a little jealous.
So to speak.
I'm a little jealous.
We have to open this up. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You've got to speak your mind, and we need lines full on this. So don't wait for other people to call. We need every Dom and Jeremy listener to call right now.
Honest 303. Opinions.
Yeah, 691-1649. That's 691-1MIX. Yeah. It's five calls, says it all. Catherine and her neighbor say these should be banned from public pools because of children and other people, I suppose. Yeah. Not just the children.
Oh, the children.
Ken's got to learn sometime, I guess.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the phones, but quickly I want to read a couple that have come in through Facebook. Emily says, I don't care if it is a slippery slope. They should be banned simply because they're tacky, but I also think a lot of bikinis should be banned too for the same reason.
Nicole wrote in on our Facebook echoing that. She says, I vote to ban thong-type bikinis over Speedos any day. So, yeah, kind of a double standard when the ladies can show up with a thong bikini, you know, halfway up their colon, basically.
Dara, I think that's how you pronounce it, says, yes, ban them. Do us all a favor and ban them yesterday. And Anthony says, no, you can't ban something just because you don't like it. There has to be a legit reason, and I don't think it looks good is not a legit reason.
Mm-hmm. Chris on Facebook says, well, those ladies could not live in Europe. Are they serious? He's covered. Americans are such prudes.
Here we go with the Europe thing.
I know, it's big
America
in Europe.
America loves to say, in Europe.
It's big in Europe, Dom.
That's a huge argument over here. Let's go to the phones, grab a couple of them. At least here's Pam. Good morning, Pam. Thanks for calling the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Pam.
So Catherine says they should be banned. What does Pam say?
Well, as much as I don't care for them, I think with everything I've seen in the world lately, that is the last thing I would even concern myself about.
You'd be fine with it.
Can't ban them.
Why? What if he's a really good-looking guy and he's walking by in a Speedo? You're not going to, like, look over your sunglasses a little bit?
Well, of course,
come on.
But I still don't think you can ban it just because I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm glad you called us.
I agree with the one with the thong bathing suits.
Yeah, we should never ban those, though.
Pam? Have a wonderful day. Thank you for being
on
the show.
I'm looking over my sunglasses.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the Dom and Perv show. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey. Okay, so I have to start by saying I'm definitely not pro Speedo. I'm not over here sitting like, give me all the men in Speedos. But I do want to say, is it the Speedo or is it the guy? Are they annoyed that he's taking laps around the pool, making sure everybody sees it? Or if he was just doing, like, the adult swim time, like swim laps, he's in there, like, getting the workout in, would they, like, hate him as much is my question.
That's a great point. They're like, this guy is so cocky, and
that's
of course
fair.
He's wearing
right.
that. And...
Fair question.
Exactly.
Whereas I applaud him.
I'm anti that guy.
I applaud this man for having the confidence to do this. I'm jealous.
Well, I'm withholding applause.
I applaud him for doing
this.
You
don't need to applaud.
No, I do. Like, work it, man. If you're working, you know how hard it is to keep a fit, toned body, and then you're doing this? I applaud him. You got to show it off. Why else would you be working out and trying to stay in shape?
You know, you bring up a really good point, though, Jack. If he was just sitting on his lawn chair thing under the umbrella or whatever, and then maybe going and jumping in the pool and getting back out and going back to his chair, that's one thing. But like you said, taking laps is another, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Appreciate you being on the show. Nobody wants to ban them with our calls. Hey, Emmy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Are we banning Speedos or no?
We are not banning Speedos. I think Americans have become way too modest in the human body. You know, if I agree with
Jeremy.
Wait a
minute. Can I step in for just
modest?
A second? Did you just say Americans have become too modest?
Yes.
We're too covered up?
You've really been looking around and you think America is becoming more modest?
No, less modest. I mean, they're so frigid about the human body. And
Are you not an American?
I am an American.
Okay. Well, I was just curious because you're talking about it as like it's another species or whatever, and I
I guess I don't know what to say. Just general.
You're fine. Are you fine with it?
I'm fine with it.
Emmy wants more skin.
It. Yeah, bring it on.
You know, if you have, like Jeremy said, if you have a body and it's nice looking, then mm-hmm. why not show it off? There's Very nothing good. Offensive about it as long as everything is somewhat covered up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, right. he's not like, body. You know, it's just, it's covered.
Listen, the body is a temple, right, Emmy?
Exactly.
And you got to make a loop to show off that temple.
Yeah.
Talk about your stocks and stuff really loud on your phone.
Services are open.
Yeah, I'm going to buy another Mercedes. I just can't get enough of them, you know.
That's a great call. Thank you for your time on that. We appreciate it. Here comes Jamie. Jamie, what do you think? Ban them or don't ban them?
I don't think you should, like, ban them, but... But, like, if you're ordering food from Uber, Postmates, or Grubhub, and you're at the pool, don't collect your food while you have your Speedos on.
Well, you could say that about anybody there wearing a bathing suit just hanging out.
I mean, they were too close.
Let's back up. Who wants to do that at a pool in general? I don't want to sit at a pool and eat like a pizza.
Now, would you say that maybe he'd be better off ordering donuts? Is that what you're saying?
No. Don't eat at the pool.
12% of people got what I was saying. Jamie,
yeah, I know
thank
what you're
you for
saying.
Being on the show. We have time for one more, even though so far it's been unanimous. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. I say don't ban them. Everything's covered up. It's up to you how long you want to look and use your imagination.
Yeah, and Ruth be looking, huh, Ruth?
Ruth on the phone.
And it's no difference in women hanging out and not. You don't even have to use your imagination.
Right,
so what's
Ruth.
What's the difference?
Right.
What's the
difference? You go, Ruth.
You go, Ruth. Get your camera out and snap a photo, Speedo Man, Ruth.
You are delightful. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye, Ruth. Go cool off.
So as far as I can tell, on Facebook, it was about 80% no, you can't ban it. 20% said yes. So the phone calls were completely one-sided, 5-0 to Catherine.
Just leave them alone.
Our listeners said, you've got to just let it be.
Yeah.